verse 20, talking about the preaching of Paul in the city of Ephesus.
上一周我们停在了十九章的二十节，就在讲到保罗在以弗所的服事和传福音。
So again, now maybe we can read verses 21 and 22. Someone in Chinese, please.
谁帮我们用中文读一下二十一和二十二节？
这些事儿完了，保罗心里定义，经过了马其顿、亚该亚，就往耶路撒冷去。又说，我到了那里以后，也必须往罗马去看看。于是从帮助他的人中派以拉都二人往马其顿去，自己暂时等在亚细亚。
And together in English,
after all this had happened, Paul decided to go to Jerusalem, passing through Macedonia and Achaia. After I have been there, he said, I must visit Rome also. He sent two of his helpers, Timothy and Erastus, to Macedonia while he stayed in the province of Asia a little longer.
All right, so we've noticed in the book of Acts that the Apostle Paul, as well as the others, were traveling often. They kept taking the message of the gospel with them. They went from place to place, city to city, country to country. They kept on going with the good news of the Bible.
So in the Paulo, 在这些城里呢，他一座城去到另一座城哈，那他就把福音不停地往前传啊。这时候呢，他们从这个以弗所出来以后呢，又去了马其顿，去了亚该亚啊，就一座一座城往前传。
So we're happy that Sid and Karen Halsband have come to us just yesterday. They're traveling with the gospel as well.
那我们有 Sid 夫妇昨天也到我们中间来了，他们是一对在全球，他们是一对夫妻在全球传福音的。
They have been missionaries in South Africa.
他们是现在呢在南非呢做传道。
And they spent some time prior to that in the middle of Africa or the southern part of the middle of Africa in a country called Botswana.
那在这之前呢，他们花了很长的一段时间在中非的一个国家叫博茨瓦纳。
And they've come to us in Vancouver for the next 3 months, and hopefully they'll be doing some teaching, probably right here at 16th Avenue Gospel Chapel.
未来的三个月呢，他会在我们中间，那也许呢会有一些时间来给我们讲道。
So God's preachers travel quite often.
所以你会看见神的传道人呢，他们旅行的时间会比较长。
All right. Now we're going to move on quickly to the next story in the chapter 19. And it's a story that goes all the way down from verse 23 to the end of the chapter.
所以下面呢，我们进入一个新的故事。这个故事呢，是从23节一直到最后的41节啊。
It's a bit of a strange story. It's a story about the fact that the preachers of the gospel got into trouble again with the people to whom they were preaching the gospel.
所以这里在讲到的是，传道人呢开始又起了冲突，和他们所传的对象啊，就那些听众呢开始起了冲突。
And so I said to myself,Harold, if you were writing the book of Acts, would you have put this story in there?
所以我经常问我自己，我说 Harold, 如果你来写这本书，你会把这个故事留在《使徒行传》里吗？
And my initial reaction was no.
我的一个初步想法是不会留的。
Then I said, well, the Spirit of God felt it was important. Why would it be there?
但是呢，我现在想，哎，那圣灵却觉得这个故事很重要，为什么是这样呢？
And there is a sense in which the story is there to show you what is going on behind the scenes of people who are against the gospel.
所以，这里呢，其实就告诉我们啊，是 那些人抵挡福音的那些人，他们的背后哈、啊，他们在发生一些什么？就他的里面在发生一些什么事情
？Or in a similar sense, what is going on behind the scenes in false religion?
或者说呢，那些宗教那些错误的宗教哈、啊，他们在背后呢是怎么起到作用，来导致人会有外在的一些抵挡和不信
任 ？Usually in life.We see what's on the surface, but we don't see what's under. We don't know what's going on inside the mind. We don't know why things are happening.
有的时候呢，我们只是看见表面，看见这个现象，但是我们不知道在它里面，在他的心里，在他的头脑里，到底发生了一些什么样的处理，什么样的过程，导致他会做出这样的事情。
So this passage is here to tell us what was going on behind the scenes.In the city of Ephesus regarding the opposition to the gospel.
所以这个故事就告诉我们，在以弗所呢，那些抵挡神的人呢，他们的心理或者说他们的思想呢，他们在发生一些什么事情，导致他们要抵挡神。
In chapter 20, when we get there, we're going to study what was going on behind the scenes in the life of those who were preaching the gospel.
那二十章以后呢，我们就会看见，那在幕后的那些事，就在传道的人心里面啊，就是相信神的人心里面呢，他们的里面和他们的背后在发生一些什么事情。
You probably have found out that the more you read the Bible, the more you understand people, and the more you understand what's going on behind the actions that you see.
所以你会发现读圣经会让你有智慧哈、啊，那能够你越读呢，你越会看见，越能理解一些人外面的行为，它里面的动机和原因到底是什么。
Man looks on the outward appearance, we're told, but God looks on the heart.
神是看外人是看外表的，神是看人心的。
We often know what a person does, but God knows why he does it.
我们只看见人做了什么事，但是神知道他为什么这么做。
Consequently, the more you read the Bible, the more you will be able to understand what is going on behind the scenes and in the hearts of men and women.
所以同样的道理呢，你越读圣经，你也会越来越明白这个幕后的里面的事情到底是什么，导致外在的那个结果。
So I spoke to a man last week.
上一周呢，我和一个人聊了一次。
He told me that he was almost a believer.
他说呢，他几乎是一个信徒了，他几乎要信了。
I think he called himself an unbelieving believer.
他管他自己叫的不信的信徒。
I don't think he called himself a believing unbeliever. I think it was an unbelieving believer.
他并不是说呢，他是个信的不信徒啊，他是一个不信的信徒。
And so I had an interesting conversation with him, trying to figure out why he was of that position.
那我就想跟他聊一聊哈，看看他到底是什么样带到他是那样的一个状态。
And he apparently had seen some things in other religions, and he was interested in other religions as well as in the Bible.
他同时呢，他也去寻求了一下其他的宗教，也了解了一下，所以他也对那些很感兴趣，同时他也对圣经很感兴趣。
How would you know?
那你怎么样知道什么是真的？
He said that he had found some people, devout people, he called them, from many religions.
所以他说呢，他在其他宗教也看见很多很热情的人啊。
Okay.So how is he going to know the difference?
那他怎么能分辨这不同呢？
His problem was he was looking at the people who practiced the religion rather than what was behind the religion.
所以的问题就在于他只是在看那些人，他把这宗教行出来的那些人的外在，他没有看里面是什么，就是这个
教导到底是什么。Christianity, because we look at Jesus and we look at the Bible.
那我们如此的感恩的是，我们看见了耶稣，我们也看见了圣经。
And those foundations are rock solid. And therefore, we say that's why we believe what it teaches.
那这些的这两样是如此的，像磐石般的坚定啊，所以我们知道哦，我们所信的是可以依靠的。
All right, so I'm not really sure how to tackle this section. I think what we will do is just read a few verses. I will comment. Keep reading. I will comment. But we're looking to find out what is going on behind the scenes in this particular story.
所以我们从二十三节开始往下读，这个故事很长。那我们的做法呢，我们读一段写一段，读一段写一段，但是我们的一个主题就是来看一下幕后到底是什么，人的心里到底在发生什么样的。
All right, so verse 1 in Chinese and then in English, please.
Verse 23. Yep.
About that time, there arose a great disturbance about the way. Why is the word way capitalized?
这里面为什么的 way 哈，这个 way 这个道要大写呢？为什么要大写？
Why? Answer, because Jesus Christ is the way.
因为呢，这就在讲耶稣了，因为耶稣就是那道路真理和生命。
And so they took the phrase the way and they said that is synonymous of the message of the gospel of Christianity.
所以这就是讲到基督教啊，基督徒们所信的内容就是这个。
So in those days, if somebody said, "Are you a follower of the way?"
如果有人那个时候呢，人们问，哎，你是那道的跟随者吗？
You would say, "Yes, I trusted the Lord Jesus Christ as my Savior. I'm a Christian. I'm a follower of the way."
那你就会说，是的，我是信靠耶稣基督成为我救主，我是个基督徒，我跟随了那道。
And these people didn't like the way or the people who followed the way.
那这些人不喜欢这道啊，或者说那些跟随这道的人，他们也都不喜欢。
Okay, verse 24.
24节。
And in Chinese again, please.
有一个银匠名叫迪米丢，是制造雅迪米神银龛的，他是这样手艺。
A silversmith named Demetrius, who made silver shrines of Artemis, bought in no little business for the craftsmen. So here you've got a businessman, and he was making idols, and he had silver, and he made silver, little silver shrines or idols of the god Artemis. He made them for people to buy the idols. They paid lots of money for them, and Demetrius made a lot of money, and so did a lot of other people who made the same things.
所以这里有一个生意人，他做的生意呢就这么个生意，他们拜的神呢，拜当地拜的偶像呢叫雅迪米，那拜这个雅迪米他就做像，为这个像做出来呢就要有人去做，那这个生意人呢叫迪米丢，他就做这个事情，所以你可以想象他能在这里面赚很多钱。
All right, so verses 25 and 26 and 27, please.
我们顺序读吧，再读三节。下面二十五节。
他聚集他们和同行的工人说，众位，你们知道我们是依靠这生意发财，这保罗不但在以弗所，也几乎在亚细亚全地引诱迷惑许多人，说人手所做的不是神，这是你们所看见的所听见的。
继续、okay.
这样不独我们这事业被人藐视，就是大女神亚迪米的庙也要被人轻忽，连亚西亚全地和普天下所敬拜的大女神之荣威也要消灭了。
All right, together in Chinese, sorry, in English,
he called them together, along with the workmen in related trades, and said, "Men, you know how we receive a good income from this business. And
And you see and hear how this fellow Paul has convinced and led astray large numbers of people here in Ephesus and in practically the whole province of Asia. He says that man-made gods are no gods at all. There is a danger not only that our trade will lose its good name, but also that the temple of the great goddess Artemis will be discredited, and the goddess herself, who is worshipped throughout the province of Asia and the world, will be robbed of her divine majesty. All right. He's saying, we've got a big problem.
他说, 那我们现在有大麻烦了。
What was the root of his problem?
他麻烦的根源是什么呢?
They were going to lose money.
他们要亏钱了, 赚不到钱了。
Is that important when it comes to religious truth?
那这个是不是重要呢? 如果相比较你所信的, 假设是宗教的真理来说, 这个有那么重要吗?
The answer is no, that's not. Truth is truth. Whether you make money or whether you don't make money, that doesn't have anything to do with it. Jesus Christ is God, whether you make money or whether you don't make money.
那这个其实没有那么重要。 假设你真的相信你所信的是真理, 你赚不赚钱其实不是那么重要。
So
耶稣基督是真理, 那不管你赚不赚钱, 他都是真理。
As we go through the chapter, he's going to cause a great problem, but at the root of it all is money.
所以这个章呢, 会看见很大的问题, 但这个问题一开始的起源是跟钱来的。
Behind the scenes is we are going to lose money, therefore we are going to fight Jesus Christ.
那这个幕后的发生的事呢, 是我们要亏钱了, 所以我们要跟基督斗。
Many false teachings today have money behind them.
所以今天很多的假教导和假教师背后是有钱在驱动的。
So, I heard on the radio the other day a very, very good argument that says that the reason that people are fighting the pipeline, the proposed pipeline from Alberta to Vancouver, the reason that the people are fighting it is money.
所以我有一天我在听广播啊, 那广播里讲到这个一直做不下来的那个石油管子啊, 就从那个阿尔伯塔省连到温哥华来的那个大的石油管, 就是因为钱, 大家反对的原因就是因为钱。
If you ask the people who are carrying the signs saying no to the pipeline, they will tell you they're concerned about the environmental damage that could come.
所以你如果问那些举着牌子反对这项东西的人呢, 他们一定会告诉你他们的理由是什么呢? 环保啊, 是环境, 原因, 我们所以不能够这么做。
What they don't tell you is that they are being paid by some outside money.
他不能告诉你的是呢，是他们其实是有些钱付给他们了，让他们去举牌子。
The money they're being paid from comes from San Francisco.
那这个钱从哪里来呢？是从那个加州来的，San Francisco，从那个三藩市来的，旧金山来的，对。
The San Francisco money is coming from the American oil business.
那这个三藩市的这个钱从哪来呢? 就是从美国的石油公司来的。
And the American oil business doesn't want Alberta oil to go through BC to the rest of the world. It wants it all to go to the United States where they won't have to pay anything for it.
那美国石油公司呢就喜欢 这个管子呢直接接到美国去啊，因为这样的话呢，他们付的价钱就很低。他不喜欢这个管子接到温哥华来呢，就出海了，出海就可以卖给全部人了啊。那样的话呢，他价钱就市场化了。
So the argument is, if we can stop the pipeline, we'll get more cheap oil, and that's what they're doing. And the cost is enormous to Canada. But you see, behind the scenes is another story.
所以呢，他们会有很多的理由说，哎呀，这样的话呢，我们接到美国去，我们的管子就会更便宜，以后接到的这个石油也会更便宜。他们找了很多理由，包括环保，但其实呢，在这个背后呢，是有另外一个故事的。
All right, so verse 28 says.
那二十八节。
When they heard this, they were furious and began shouting, "Great is Artemis of the Ephesians!" Why were they shouting it? Because there were a lot of people losing money.
那众人听见就怒气填胸，喊着说：“大哉以弗所的亚底米亚！”为什么他们在喊呢？因为好多人都亏了钱了。
Okay, so what you've got is religious fervor, everybody shouting, everybody, big deal. What's behind it? Demetrius and the craftsmen, and they're losing business.
所以你会看见外表呢，好像是一个宗教的骚动，大家都很愤怒哈，就怎么能这个拜耶稣呢？怎么能，然后都举起牌子来。但里面是因为这个迪米丢银匠他亏了钱，很多人也都亏了钱。
Okay.And so they're saying, verse 27, we'll lose our trade, we'll lose our good name, and the temple will no longer be honored the way we want it to be honored. We've got to stop Paul. We've got to stop the way.
所以二十七节我们就看见了他们的理由是，哎，我们这个事业没了，就这个生意没了，还会名声也没了，被人藐视，连这个大女神这个亚底米也会被藐视，所以他们找出很正当的理由，他们就去要去阻挡这道。
All right, so verses 29, 30, and 31, please.
顺序往下读，二十九到三十一节。二十九。
满城都轰动起来，众人拿住与保罗同行的马其顿人该又和亚利达古齐心拥进戏园里去。保罗想要进去到百姓那里，门徒却不许他去。还有亚细亚几位首领是保罗的朋友，打发人来劝他不要冒险到戏园里去。
All right, verse 29 then. Soon the whole city was in an uproar. The people seized Gaius and Aristarchus, Paul's traveling companions from Macedonia, and rushed as one man into the theater. All wanted. Excuse me, I lost my place.Paul wanted to appear before the crowd, but the disciples would not let him. Even some of the officials of the province, friends of Paul, sent him a message begging him not to venture into the theater. All right, so it started out as one man who said, I'm losing money. Then he got a number of other men.Who said, we're losing money. Then they took the problem from losing money to saying there's something against our religion, and the people started getting excited. And then verse 29, soon the whole city was in an uproar.
所以你看它是一个递进的过程，一个人先亏了钱，他就找到了跟他一样的一起都亏了钱的人，这一起亏了钱的人呢，又找了一个理由说他们是在藐视我们的宗教啊，藐视我们的神。然后这个时候呢，煽动起来的人呢，到最后的结果就是到二十九节，满城都轰动起来了。
Was that because the Bible was full of lies?
这是因为圣经全说的是谎言吗
？No. Was that because Jesus Christ didn't rise from the dead?
是不是因为耶稣没有从死里复活呢
？Why was it?
为什么会有这些事？
Because they were losing money.
因为他们亏钱了。
Didn't have anything to do with anything else. They were losing money.
啊，没有别的原因，就是因为他们亏钱了。
Okay, you and I are going to stand before God. He's going to say, "Is this the truth of God, or isn't it?"
那我们总是要面对神的。有一天他会问你，这他会告诉你这本书，这本圣经是不是神的真理，是不是神的话。
And we're going to have to say yes, that is the truth of God.
我们总要告诉他，是的，这是神的真理。
Or he's going to say, show me where I lied.
他会问你，他如果不是，你来告诉我哪里我在撒谎。
That's going to be an awfully hard question to answer.
这个对我们来说是个非常难回答的问题。
All right. So, not only did they start shouting, but they grabbed Gaius and who's the other fellow?
Aristarchus,
that's right. Alexander comes in the next paragraph. Gaius and Aristarchus, Paul's companions, they took them and they brought them out. They were going to beat them up. Paul said, I'll go down to speak to them. And everybody said, Paul, they're a bad mob. Don't go near them.
所以这时候呢，他们就抓了两个信徒啊，是跟保罗同行的，一个叫盖尤，一个叫亚历达古，就拥到那个戏园里去了，剧场，就是拥到一个剧场。但保罗呢也想去跟他们讲啊，但是因为这是一群已经成了一群暴徒哈、啊，所以保罗的朋友们就劝他不要去。
All right, verse 32.
32节。
The assembly was in confusion. Some were shouting one thing.Some another. Most of the people did not even know why they were there.
三十二节，聚集的人纷纷乱乱，有喊那个的，大半不知道是为什么聚集。
Has that ever happened since?
是不是也发生过呢？你可以看见，在现在还在发生。
All over the world.
全地都是这样。
People like to join the mob. We'll be there. We'll cheer.
人们都很喜欢加入这样的一群人哈、啊，来喊、啊，我们会在那里。
Some people, they don't really care what the mob is against. They just want to be in it.
有的人甚至不介意，他们也不管这个到底为什么这群人会聚在一起，他就喜欢在里面。
Okay, so what's going on behind the scenes? A lot of irresponsible people.Joining in a mob for the sake of being able to shout, maybe get their pictures in the paper, saying bad things about other people. They didn't even know what the issues were or what they were there for.
所以他们甚至不知道事情是怎么样，为什么他们会在那里？他们就是想在这群人里面，来喊叫啊！这是今天也依然经常发生的事。
So when I was a student at university, I used to speak to a lot of people about the Bible.
那我在大学的时候经常跟人传神的话和讲福音。
They told me repeatedly that what I believed was wrong.
但是很多人都一直跟我说呢，你信的是错的。
Sometimes I used to ask them what they believed.
那我有的时候我会问他们，那你们信什么呢？
They didn't have any idea.
他们完全没概念啊。
They knew I was wrong.They didn't know they were right.
他只是说你是错的，但说到自己呢，他就不觉得他在信什么，他也不知道他什么是对的。
Okay, remember when we stand before God, He will speak to our minds.
我们要记得，我们站在神面前的时候，他会跟我们的脑子说话的。
Okay, and God will ask questions of these men. Why were you there? They'll say, I don't know.God will say that's a terribly foolish way to live life.
你可以想想这些人，这些暴徒啊，那神会问他，那你为什么要在这群人里面呢？他会说，我也不知道为什么在这里。啊，对，神会说，那这不是一个很聪明的方式去过你的一生啊。
And many people today say Jesus is wrong. We say to them, all right, what is right? They don't know.
今天很多人也是，他只会说呢，耶稣是错的。那你问他什么是对的呢？他说我也不知道。
I told you, did I, the John Lennox story that I heard a few months ago?
我告诉你们，那个几个月前我好像提过这个故事啊，叫 John Lennox 的这个人的一个故事。
John Lennox is an extremely intelligent mathematician.
他是个非常聪明的数学家。
When he was a student, there was a man who was a Nobel laureate. Who said John, I want to speak to you. You've got a great future in science.
那他在小年轻的时候呢，有一个诺贝尔奖的学者哈，他跟这个 John 说，他说你非常有前途啊，我知道你以后会有大的学术成就的。
He said, John, the only thing that's going to hold you back is that you pretend that you're a Christian. You're saying you're a Christian, John. Get rid of that, and you'll go a long way in science.
然后呢，他说就唯一一件事情 ，John， 你这个不对，就是你说你是基督徒，你这是很愚蠢的，所以你要把这个东西去掉。你在科学上你有大前途的。
So John said to the Nobel laureate, "If I don't believe in Jesus Christ, what should I believe?"
然后那个 John 就跟这个诺贝尔讲说，如果我不信耶稣基督，我能信什么呢
？And the man said, "You should believe what I believe."
那个人说，那你要信我所信的。
And John said, "What do you believe?"
John 就问他，那你信什么呢
？And he told John what he believed.
他就告诉 John 他信什么。
And then John said, "And now you know why I'm a Christian."
然后 John 就回答，现在你知道我为什么是个基督徒了。
Okay, great Nobel laureate.All kinds of intelligence when it came to the truth about God and life and the future, sin and righteousness and judgment, the man knew nothing. John said, I'm not giving up Jesus for that nonsense.
所以这样的一个大的学者啊，他在他的领域如此成就的一个学者，当诺贝尔奖的，当他回到这个公义审判，回到这个属神的真理上来，他说完全是不明白的，所以约 John 说，他说我不会因为你所说的而放弃我的信仰。
All right, verses 33 and 34 then in Chinese.
33和34节，刚才停在这。
有人把亚历山大从众人中带出来，犹太人推他往前，亚历山大就摆手，要向百姓遵恕。只因他们认出他是犹太人，就大家同声喊着说：“大哉，以弗所人的雅典尼啊！”如此约有两个小时。那城里的书记安慰了。
好，我们停在那，停在那。
All right, verse 34. For 2 hours they were chanting, and they said, "Great is Artemis of the Ephesians."Great is Artemis of the Ephesians. Great is Artemis of the Ephesians. Went on for 2 hours. Can you imagine? 2 hours.
你能想象34节里讲的，他们就喊这一句话，叫大哉以弗所人的雅典米啊，大哉以弗所人的雅典米啊，就这么一句话喊两个小时。你能想象是个什么情景啊？
Did that make it right?
对，他这么喊就是对的吗？
Okay?If they said it twice, it was probably wrong. But if they said it for 2 hours, it must be right.
所以呢，人们的思想是这么想：我只说两遍呢，大概是错的；我说两个小时，这就是对的了。
Okay.
他就一定是这句话就是真的。
Many great leaders in the world say this. You say it often enough, you'll believe it.
所以很多这个地上的领袖都会这么告诉。你多说几句，你这句话你就信了啊！不信是因为你说的不够啊。
Adolf Hitler, the man who started the Second World War, said, "I can get the people to believe anything." And when you went to his rallies, he would get the people doing this kind of a thing.
所以希特勒啊，曾经就这么说过，他说呢，我能让聚会里的人相信所有的任何事情，只要我去说，他们就一定会信。
Okay, just because it's repeated often does not make it right.
就是你不停的重复，但是呢，不停的重复不等于它就是真理了。
And 2 hours is absolute nonsense.
所以这两个小时啊，真的是很荒唐的。
All right, let's keep reading.
我们继续往下读。
那城里的书记安抚了众人，就说：“以弗所的人啊。”谁不知道以弗所人的城里看守大雅典尼的庙和从宙斯那里落下来的像呢？
这事既是活不倒的，你们就当安静，不可造次。
你们把这些人带来，他们并没有偷窃庙中之物，也没有放毒我们的女神。
Okay, let's hold it there. I don't know what verse that was.
37.
Good. All right, we've done 37. I want us to go back now to verse 35.
那我们回到35。
The city clerk quieted the crowd and said, Men of Ephesus, doesn't all the world know that the city of Ephesus is the guardian of the temple of the great god Artemis and of her image which fell from heaven? Is that true?
这是真理吗？不是，三十五节讲的不是真。
Okay, there was the Demetrius was a silversmith, and he made idols of this goddess Artemis.
所以迪米丢啊是一个淫匠，他是给这个亚底比的庙哈做偶像的。
You say to him, Artemis, where did the first image of Artemis come from?
那大家就会问，那第一个这个亚底米的神像从哪里来的呢？
He said, well, actually, it fell down from heaven.
所以他会说啊，从天上掉下来的。
Okay? Do you believe that?
你相信吗？
Okay, their whole religion was based on the fact that there was this idol that came down from heaven, and therefore it must be from God.
所以这所有的这个宗教呢都是基于一个从天上掉下来的神像啊，然后呢他们就觉得哦，这就是真的。
And Demetrius was very smart and very skillful and he could make a god just like it.
所以迪米丢是很聪明的啊，那他会做出这么一个神啊，就像真的一样。
So his idols were just like the idol that they said came down from God.
嗯，那他所做的这个偶像呢，就跟这个他们说从天上掉下来那个是一样的。
So what's behind truthful religion?
什么是真理的信仰背后的东西呢？
Facts that are real and provable.
这就是事实。这个事实有个什么特点？它是真的，也是可验证的事实。这就是真理背后的基石了。
Okay, there's a similar story in the Bible.
圣经里有一个类似的故事。
Moses went up the mountain.
摩西呢上了山。
He stayed there for 40 days.
他在那呢过了四十天。
While he was on the mountain and the people didn't know what happened to him, they said to Aaron, "You've got to make us some gods that we can follow because Moses is gone. We don't know what happened to Moses."
那当摩西在山上四十天的时候呢，山下的人就担心他不知道发生什么事了，他们就跑到亚伦那里去，大祭司就说，那你得做点什么，就是我们不知道那个摩西发生什么。
So Aaron said, well, give me your gold.
那亚伦就说，那这样，那你把你们的金银给我，金子给我。
And so Aaron took the gold and he fashioned it. He actually made some golden calves out of it.
那人们把金首饰都给了亚伦啊，亚伦就做了一个模子，把它做出了一个金牛犊，小的金的牛。
And then when Moses came down, he said, "No, Aaron, where'd that come from?"
那当摩西下来的时候呢，他就问亚伦啊，他说亚伦，这个牛哪里来的？
Aaron said, "Well, the people gave me some gold, and I put it in the fire, and out came these calves."
他就说呢，他说呢，人们把他们的金首饰给我了。然后把这金首饰丢到火里，然后这牛就跳出来了。
Okay, we better worship those calves because they're miraculous calves.
然后他说我们最好拜这个牛犊，因为它很神奇的，这个金首饰丢火里就跳出个牛犊来。
So what did Moses do with the calves?
那摩西怎么处理这牛犊的？
He put them in a grinder, and he ground them to dust, and then he threw the dust on the water. And he made the people drink the water that had the gold dust in it.
他就把这个金牛犊啊磨成了金粉，很细很细，像灰尘一样，把这个粉呢丢到那个水源里面去， 让所有那些拜这个偶像的自己都去喝那个水。
And God said to the people, if that's your God, go ahead and eat it for breakfast, see how you like it.
神就借这个方式跟那些拜的人说，那这就是你们的神，赶紧喝一点吃一点，看看你怎么样，这么喜欢。
Okay, behind the truth of God is truth.
所以在真理的神背后啊，它是真理来着。
If this isn't truth,
如果这不是真理，这本书不是真理。
Then show us, tell us where it's wrong.
那你要告诉我它错在哪里。
But if this truth is not wrong, but it is truth, then we must obey it.
那如果它是真理呢，你为什么不顺服它呢，不听呢？
But these people said,we're going to stand here for 2 hours and we're going to say, great is the God of the Ephesians, great is Artemis, the God of the Ephesians, great, and we'll say it over and over and over and over for 2 hours, and it must be true.
但这些人用的方法呢，就是一不知道喊，不停的喊，喊了两个小时，以弗所人的亚底米啊，喊两个小时，他们觉得这就是对的。
All right. Someone then,finish off. We read verses 36 and 37. Someone please finish to the end of the paragraph and then we'll go and read that.
好，我们从38节读到最后41，刚才停在。
若是以米丢和他同行的人也控告人的事，自有抗告的人，也有方伯可以彼此对告。你们若问别的事，就可以按照常例据其断定。今日的扰乱本是无缘无故，我们难免被查问，问到这样聚众，我们也说不出所以然来。
说了这话便叫众人散去。
OK、yeah.
Alright, let's read then down verses 36 to the end, because we hadn't read that.
Therefore,
since these facts are undeniable, you ought to be quiet and not do anything rash. You have brought these men here, though they have neither robbed temples nor blasphemed our goddess. If then Demetrius and his fellow craftsmen have a grievance against anybody, the courts are open and there are proconsuls. They can press charges. If there is anything further you want to bring up, it must be settled in a legal assembly. As it is, we are in danger of being charged with rioting because of today's events. In that case, we would not be able to account for this commotion, since there is no reason for it. After he had said this, he dismissed the assembly. All right. What else do we know?
我们知道了什么别的事呢？
And one thing we know is that what they were doing was illegal.
我们知道的一件事呢，他们这么聚集是非法的。
They not only broke the laws of God, they broke the laws of men.
他不但犯了神的律法，他们还犯了神的法律，不但犯了神的律法，还犯了人的法律。
So, and when you add up all the significant facts of this false religion or this false behavior, what do you get? Can we sort of summarize them?
我们能够把它总结一下吗？就这些假宗教、假教师他们在说什么呢？
Number one was money.
第一呢，他们其实是背后是钱。
Number two was, I can't remember the order of these things. There's a half a dozen of them. You're going to have to help me.
我不太能记得这个顺序哈，有很多。
Okay, number one, money.
第一是钱。
Number two, they rallied around a cause of religion to make their money argument sound reasonable.
他们用一个宗教的理由来聚集，来使他们这个钱的原因呢变得合理而隐藏起来。
So they hid behind religion.
所以他们是藏在宗教的面纱里来行真正里面是钱的诉求。
Number three, they worshipped a false miracle. They said something miraculous happened, and we know, and they ultimately would know it was false.
那第三呢，就是他们做了一个假的claim， 就假的宣称啊，说这个神像是突然之间神奇般的掉下来的啊，这个是在撒谎。
Number four, they got together and they didn't know what they were doing. It was a religion based on ignorance. Their action was based on ignorance.
第四呢，就他们聚集起来是完全不知道他们为什么聚集起来，他们是完全是在无知的状态下呢，进到了这个状态里。
Number five, they pursued it with a lack of intelligence because for 2 hours all they did was say, "Great is Artemis of the Ephesians."
第五呢，他们是两个小时一直喊着这样的话，其实他没有动脑子去思考。
Number six, they broke the laws in what they did.
那第六个呢，就是他们是因此还犯了法啊，这个也不是罗马法律允许，不可以，他们不可以这么做。
Okay.And so God says, false religion, don't follow false religion, but if you're tempted to examine what's it all about, look behind the scenes and see what's going on.
所以神告诉我们不要去拜假拜偶像哈，拜假的宗教，但是呢有的时候我们会被他们吸引，这个时候你应该怎么办，你去看他背后的逻辑和原因到底是什么。
Okay, so don't be surprised when you meet somebody from another religion and they don't really understand, they don't understand as much about their religion probably as you do. Don't study their religion, but don't be impressed just because they say, I've got my own religion.
所以有的时候呢，你会有人来搅扰你，要把他的宗教来跟你讲，所以不要去受此的影响啊。因为有的时候他连自己所信的是什么他也没太搞明白，他自己也搞得糊里糊涂的。
Alright, questions on that before we get into chapter 20.
那我们在进到二十章之前呢，就这一大段的故事有没有什么问题吗？ Mm-hmm. 有什么问题？
这一段没什么事，我就说想问一下，就是早上起来我有时打开电视啊，在电视上有台都在讲圣经啊，最后有一段就是为了支持他这个频道继续办下去，去捐款。我想问问这个
是怎么看 ？OK， yeah， so for example， in the TV， so when you open the TV， you can find a lot of channels of gospel channel or Bible channels， but in the morning， and then。At the end of a program, they will say, okay, in order to make us continue this service, yeah, they encourage you to pay money,
yes.
to offer money. So what do you think of this kind of thing?
I guess what I think is that it's not about the money. And if they're making it about the money, there's something wrong.Probably a whole lot wrong. It's not about the money.
对，那我们还是一样的观点啊，就是这跟钱没有关系。如果让你感觉呢，他就觉得他就是在跟钱有关系的，那他有大麻烦了，那他有大问题了，是他自己在这个道上出了偏差。
Now many people who say they're good Christians.Don't understand that.
那很多甚至自称是很敬虔的基督徒呢，他们也不明白这个道理。
So I want you to give me an illustration from the Bible.
我要告诉大家一个是从圣经里出来的这个解释哈，阐释。
Where a godly man said, "I want you to give me money so that the work of God can carry on."
是一个敬虔的人，他说呢，我要你给我一些钱，以至于让神的功呢能够继续下去。
So tell me the story where somebody says, "Give me money so that I can do the work of God."
你能从整本圣经里找到这样的一个故事吗？就是这样的故事在说呢，有一个人他是很属神，但是他跟你比较， 他跟你说，那你要给我一些钱，让我能够继续神的工，有没有这样的故事？整本圣经里有没有这样的故事？
Who's got a story?
谁能找得到？
Isn't that amazing?
有没有发现很神奇啊？没有。
2,000 years of history from Abraham to the end of the book of Revelation, we don't know of one story.
这里圣经从亚伯拉罕啊，一直到最后那个一卷启示录的约翰的时代，前后快两千年，两千年里没有这样的一个例子都没有。
There are a couple that come close. In one occasion, Paul says to the Corinthians, I believe, you should give money to the Jews in Jerusalem.
啊，有一些可能是近似的，比方说呢，在哥林多书里面，保罗跟哥林多人说，你们要去给钱给到那个罗马给到犹太人啊。
Okay, that was very good. They should. He didn't say you give money to me. He said you give money to the Jews in Jerusalem.
他并没有说呢，你要把钱给我，给我保罗。他说你们要奉献钱给到耶路撒冷的犹太人。
When they did give him money, he said I won't take it.
当他们真的要给保罗钱的时候呢，保罗说他不要的。
Because he wanted it to be clear that he was not there for the money.
因为他很清楚地想告诉所有听他道的人呢，他不是为了钱来做这个事的。
And we'll read more about that late in chapter 20.
我们在二十章里面呢，会更多的了解这个信息了。
So the argument in the Bible is we should all give, but you don't need to give money to me. You give money to those who need. So I can't say to you, you give money to me.
圣经的原则呢，的确是。我们施比受更有福，你要给，但他从来不是说呢，你要给到那个给我，不是说呢我来讲这个道理的时候让你来把钱给我，我是要告诉你要把钱给到需要的人，比如说穷人，比如说那个在困苦中的人，这个是你要去做的，这是你当行的。但是呢，没有，我从来我不会说你要把钱给我啊，这不是圣经说的。
What else can I say?We had a man who came to 16th Avenue Gospel Chapel on one occasion.
我们有个人啊，他们来到十六街教会啊，有一次。
He was brought by one of the men in the chapel, and after the meeting, we went to this man's house.
他是被我们的一个弟兄带来的。那这个主日聚会完以后呢，我们就到这个来的人里面的他家里去了。
So I was sitting beside the man who had been invited, and I said, "What did you think of the church service tonight?"
那我就问这个人啊，我说今天你怎么看，今晚教会的这个活动呢？
He said to me, "Well, it was good, but why didn't you have a collection?"
他说，哎，一切都很好啊，但你为什么不收钱呢？
You didn't ask me for any money.
你没问我要钱呢，这很奇怪。
And so the answer I gave him was this. I said it would be very peculiar for me to say God's provision of salvation for you is free and you don't have to pay any money to get it.
我说这个啊，是这么解释，我就跟他解释，我说这样你会听起来会很奇怪，怎么奇怪呢？就当我一边跟你说啊，神的救恩是免费的，是不需要你付上任何你的行为或者你的工价的。
But I want you to give me $20 for the privilege of telling you that it's free.
但是呢，我要你给我20块钱来付给我什么呢？让我把这个话传给你呢，我要收20块钱。
That doesn't make any sense if it's free from Jesus. It's got to be free from me too.
所以这很搞笑，就是呢，耶稣告诉我是免费的，然后我把这免费的信息传给你的时候呢，我当中薅了20块钱，这个逻辑上是不太通的啊。
So don't be too critical of churches that ask for money, but at 16th we don't want to be going around asking you for money. We want to tell you that the best things from the Lord are yours free.
所以我们也盼望大家不要过于苛刻哈，对于在收钱的教会， 但是呢，至少对于十六阶来说呢，那我们更愿意大家去知道的、得着的，是神免费的福音啊，这个比什么都重要。给钱不会不给钱，这个不是最重要的，重要的是你得着呢免费的福音。
Any more questions?
还有什么别的问题吗？
All right, let's try chapter 20.
我们
and
二十章哈。
We'll read the first six verses.
我们读前六节。
那里住了三个月，将要坐船往叙利亚去，犹太人士就要派他，他就定义从马其顿回去。
同他到亚细亚去的有庇里亚人庇罗斯的儿子索巴特，铁萨罗尼加人亚米达古和西宫都，还有特地人该由并提摩太，又有亚西亚人推居古和克罗菲摩。
Congratulations.
那些人先生在克罗亚等候我们。
哇，这个最
后论除教的日子，我们从菲利比开船，五天到了克罗亚，和他们相会，在那里住了七天。
So again you ask the question, why all those details? Why all those names of those seven men?
所以你会又会问这个问题，为什么写那么详细呢？哎，把这七个人哈全写出来。
Okay, there's many reasons for it. One of the reasons is to prove to you that God knows your name.
有很多的原因，那当中之一呢，至少是他证明给你看，神知道你名字。
Each of those men are important to God.
每一个人对神都很重要。
They were wonderful men. They actually traveled with the Apostle Paul.
他们都是很好的人啊，他们是跟随保罗，使徒保罗一同旅行的。
If you had the privilege of traveling with the Apostle Paul, would you go or not?
如果你有这样的荣幸和使徒保罗一同行，你会不会去啊？
Okay, I would say I'd like to be with him, providing he's not in prison.
我会这么说，我说我愿意跟他去，只要他不坐牢，我就去。
But if he's going to go to prison, I think I'm going to be busy that night.
然后他如果他去坐牢呢，那我估计那天我会很忙啊。
But these men said, I'm going to go with them. And some of them did go to prison with them.
这些人说我要跟随他，以至于有一些人还跟随他一同坐牢。
Wonderful men they were. They came from many different cities.
那这些人呢，是来自于不同的城啊。
God is a God of many people. All over the world.
神呢是全球不同的各个地方各族各方人的神。
And when you put these fellows together, I think if you saw those seven men, you would say those are good young men.
如果你看见这七个人，你会说，哎，他们真是好的年轻人呐。
One day.God is going to gather together all the Christians from all the countries in all the world for all the last 2,000 years.
会有那么一天，神会把过去的两千年里所有的基督徒，各族各方各民的基督徒全都聚集起来。
Okay.And so you and I, by the grace of God, get to stand there if we trust the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior. Do you want to be in that group picture?
那我们借着我们的信，借着神的恩典，那我们也会在那一群人里面。你愿不愿意呢？
Do you think it's going to be a good picture?
你觉得这是不是一个好的拍照的时候啊？拍一个全体照。
Okay, it's going to be an absolutely beautiful picture.
是一个非常美好的一张照。
The Bible refers to it in some, on some occasions as his arrangement.
那圣经里要讲经常讲到神的安排哈。
Okay, and the arrangement in the sense that a florist puts together a beautiful arrangement of flowers. We don't have one today, but you know a beautiful arrangement of flowers.
这就像插花一样，就是一把特别漂亮的花在一起啊，这就是你的安排嘛，你一个个安排不同的花。
And when you see a beautiful arrangement, sometimes it's so beautiful, it takes your breath away. You say, wow, that is beautiful.
有的时候都如此美啊，你都会说，哎呀，你这太美了，这个太漂亮了。
That's what God's arrangement of his church is going to be like. And when we see it, we're going to be amazed about two things. Number one, how beautiful it is.
那这就是神安排他在地上的教会也是这样。当我们看见的时候，就是这属地的教会，不是个房子，我们会说，哎呀，这真的很美啊。
And number two, that I'm in the picture.
第二呢，你会说，哎，我也是当中一个。
And you'll end up saying like me, I think I look a lot better with you than I do on my own.
你一定会说啊，像我一样，我也是这么说的。哎，我在这里面呢，就显得更好看一点，比我自己单独待着要好看。
One day God had a question for the king of Judah.
有一天呢，神会有一个问题啊，就为了这个犹大国的王啊。
And he asked him about the people in his kingdom.
关于他国家的人民啊，他问这个王。
And he could have used any number of phrases to ask him about the people in his kingdom.
他可能会用很多的话来问啊，关于这个这个犹大国的人民。
Sometimes people might ask you about your children.
有的时候呢，人会问你的家里的孩子。
And they might say, how are your kids doing?
他们会这么问，他说你孩子怎么样啊？
That'd be very good. So, the Lord asks the king about the people in his kingdom. This is how he phrases it.
然后主就问，他是这么问的。
He says, where is the flock that was given thee? Thy beautiful flock.
他说那一群羊啊，那群美丽的羊，我给你的那群羊现在怎么样了呀？
God says, they're not just ordinary people, you know, they're my people.
所以神说他们不是一群普通的人啊，他是我的孩子，他是我的民呢。
And I gave them to you as a shepherd so that you could look after them as a flock.
所以呢，他说我呢，他指着这些以色列的王啊，这犹太王，他说呢，我把我的民呢给你们，给你呢，你是一个牧者，那你要照顾他们。
But he goes further and he says, I'll tell you what they're like. They are a beautiful flock.
所以他会跟王说，他们是一群非常美的羊啊。
Okay? So just remember this, God doesn't have any ordinary children.
所以你要记得啊，神没有什么普通的孩子的。
All God's children are God's children.
神的孩子真是神的孩子，神的儿子啊。
And because they're God's children, they're not ordinary. They're way above ordinary.
所以他们绝不是普通那么简单，他们是神的子女啊。
And if you've accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior, you are way above ordinary.
如果你接受耶稣基督成为你的救主啊，你就不是普通人。
So make sure you're smiling when you're on camera, because you're going to be on camera all the time.
所以你要记得照相的时候要笑啊，因为你不是普通的人。
All right, so here's the story. He was traveling here and there. These wonderful men were traveling with him. They must have been good days.
那这些普通他们在旅行啊，那这个对他们来说 是非常美的一些时间呢。
All right, verse 6.
第六节。
But we sailed from Philippi after the feast of unleavened bread, and 5 days later joined the others at Troas, where we stayed 7 days.
过了除酵的日子，我们从腓立比开船，五天到了特罗亚和他们相会，在那里住了七天。
So Luke was a very accurate, very precise historian.
所以路加哈，就《使徒行传》的作者，他是非常准的一个写把故事记载下来的。细节很清楚。
All right, verse 7 then, someone read that.
七日的第一日，我们聚会掰饼的时候，保罗因为要次日起行，就与他们讲论，只讲到半夜。
All right, on the first day of the week, we came together to break bread. Paul spoke to the people, and because he intended to leave the next day,kept on talking until midnight. All right, the first thing about that verse is that on the first day of the week, we came together to break bread.
所以这节经文，告诉我们第一件事是什么呢？一周的第一天，我们是聚集起来掰饼的。
All right, so my question is, why does Luke say on the first day of the week,We came together to break bread.
那为什么我路加不说在七日的第一日，我们一起来聚会掰饼呢
？Why doesn't he say they came together to break bread?
他为什么不说他们呢？说我们
？Because Luke had joined the company.
因为呢，路加也在里面，所以他说我们，他不说他们。
So sometimes as the historian writing the book of Acts, he says what they did, and on other occasions he says what we did, because I was there at that place at that time.
所以有的时候历史学家他会记述历史的时候，他会说他们怎么怎么样，有的时候他说我们，那就说明那个时刻他也在那里，他是个见证人。
So the question then would be, why do we break bread every Sunday morning at 16th Avenue Gospel Chapel.
那这就是我们的第二个问题了。为什么我们每七天，就每一周的第一天，我们都要圣餐呢？都要掰饼
？And the answer is because the Lord Jesus told us to remember Him. He said, "This do in remembrance of Me."
这原因就是因为耶稣告诉我们要纪念他，因为你这么做，圣餐就是为了纪念他。
But he doesn't tell us precisely when to do it.
他并没有告诉我们什么时候，很确切的什么时候去做这件事情。
But this verse says that they got together to break bread on the first day of the week, which would be Sunday.
所以这节经文就告诉我们了，那个时代他们这些圣徒们他们怎么做，就是七天里面的第一天就是星期天，他是这么做的。
So we say if they did it on Sunday, I guess that's a good day for us to do it. We'll do it on Sunday too.
那我们就觉得呢，哎，如果他们是周日这么做呢，那我们也周日这么做。
All right, so that's why we break bread every Sunday. There are other verses, but this is one of the main reasons why we break bread every Sunday.
这就是为什么我们每一个周日来领圣餐。当然还有其他的经文来支持，这是很主要的一节。
I'll say, but the verse goes on and says, Paul spoke to the people because he intended to leave the next day. He kept on talking until midnight.
但是呢，经文往下走呢，就第七节半当中就说，保罗因为次日要行，要第二天要走，他们就跟他们讲论直到半夜。
So have you ever heard a preacher who went overtime?
你有没有碰到这种讲道人讲超时啊？
Have you ever heard of a preacher who kept on talking until midnight?
有没有听到讲道人讲着讲着讲到半夜啊
？Okay, maybe a good thing.
也许不是坏事哈，也是个好事。
We might learn some things if we keep talking till midnight.
你也许谈着谈着，你又学到一些新东西。
We learned in our ESL class this morning about the idiom "burning the midnight oil."
那我们今天在上午学英语课上呢，我们学了这个成语哈，叫烧半夜的灯油。
And sometimes things are so important that you just don't go to bed. You keep on doing what's important.
就是意思就有的时候呢，事情如此重要，你就不能急着去上床睡觉，那你要把它做完哈，就烧灯油烧到半夜。
So Paul said, "All right, I'm going to be leaving tomorrow, but I haven't told you everything you need to know, so I'm going to keep on talking."
所以呢，保罗说，那我第二天要走了，那我好多事情要跟你们讲了，我就一直讲，一直讲，一直讲。
All right, let's read the rest of the story, verse 8 down to 12, please.
那我们八节读到十二节。我们聚会的那座楼上有好些灯烛。
有一个少年人名叫尤推古，坐在窗台上困倦沉睡。保罗讲了多时，少年人睡熟了，就从三层楼上掉下去，扶起他来已经死了。
保罗下去扶在他身上，抱着他说，你们不要发慌，他的灵魂还在身上。
保罗又上去掰饼吃了，谈论许久，直到天亮，这才走了。
有人把那童子活活的领来，得了安慰不小。
All right, so he's talking until midnight, and everybody's happy except those who couldn't stay awake. And they just, and this fellow Eutychus is his name there. He is Eutychus, verse 9. Eutychus was sitting upstairs on a third loft in a bit of a window so he could see down to where Paul was, and he got to. He just fell out of the window and he went right down and he was taken up dead.
那对你谈到半夜呢是挺好，但是对什么人不好呢？犯困的人就不好了，一直想睡觉哈。然后尤推古呢就是这样，他坐在三楼呢，可能就保罗在底下，这样的话因为人多嘛，他在上面他能看见保罗，一开始还挺好，可能就开始犯困了哈，犯困打盹打盹的，然后掉下去了，掉下去呢就摔死了。
Now, there are probably many reasons why he fell asleep.
也许有很多的原因啊，他为什么就睡着了啊。
But one thing that's interesting is he was a young man.
有一件事呢，很有意思，他是个少年人。
Young men are usually able to stay awake more easily than older men.
一般来说呢，年轻人熬夜呢，比年纪大的人要稍微容易一点啊。
But anyway, he didn't stay awake.
但不管怎么样呢，他这里他倒先睡着了。
He's got an interesting name.
他的名字也很有意思。
His name Eutychus means well off.
那尤推古这个意思啊，叫什么？叫是更好 ，better off, well off.
Well off, yes. We sometimes use that phrase to describe somebody who's relatively rich. He's not poor. He's well off.
哦，他就是有钱啊，有钱，就是呢，他不是那很富有，但就是，还比较有钱，叫 well off.
But the other side is that sometimes people are not well off with money, but they can be well off in terms of pride or independence.
那有的人呢，不是因为有钱，他变得更好，他是。可能是因为骄傲啊 ，pride， 他的或者他的自立啊 ，independence， 他觉得他更好。
And it might be that Eutychus was saying to himself before he fell asleep, "This is all well and good, but I know most of this, and I don't read. I've got things to do tomorrow." And so instead of saying, "I've got to listen to this because Paul's going to leave, and I need what Paul's teaching." I think he said, "I'm not sure that I need all this. I think I'd rather have a nap."
所以呢，他是个年轻人啊。按道理，年轻人真的是很想做的时候呢，他很容易熬夜的。但是呢，这个年轻人呢，他的名字就是他其实挺好的，他觉得他挺好的。然后这年轻人很可能坐在那儿呢，觉得保罗讲这些呢，我都知道了，哎，那我都挺明白的啊。所以他就一听了听了就犯困了。因为他没兴趣，如果你是非常感兴趣，你保罗明天要走了，我总听我还听不够，你会非常非常这个兴奋的啊，你不会犯困的。
So we got to be careful that we don't say, "Oh, I don't need more of that preaching stuff. I don't need to keep reading the Bible, you know." And Eutychus, I think, said, I don't think I need any more.
所以犹推古呢可能会觉得，哎呀，我其实不需要知道更多的。保罗讲这些呢，我已经知道很多了。就像我们也会要警醒，我说，哎，这个圣经我已经读很多了，我不用再读很多了，不用再读更多。这样的心会带给我们一些危险。
The wonderful thing is that Paul went down and miraculously was used of the Lord to raise him from the dead.
那后面那个神迹呢就非常好了，他是神借着保罗呢用一个神迹的方式呢把犹推古从死里复活了。
Paul could have said, "What's the matter with you? What were you doing sitting in a window?"
保罗也可以这么说，你这小孩，你搞什么搞？坐在窗子上还不好好坐着，不好好听。
He could have said, "It's your own fault, you know."
他可以说这是你自己的责任呢，你坐在窗台上。
But the Bible is full of the grace of God.
但是圣经啊，满了神的恩典。
And so he's raised to health. And you can imagine the shock to the whole audience. Must have been a large audience. And they all see he's dead. And they all say, oh dear. And be very distressing. And then he's raised to health again. And they all say, this is incredible. This is wonderful. And they're all...
所以你可以想象那个场景啊，大家都很聚精会神在听啊，夸一下一个人掉下来倒死了，然后这个冲击是很大的啊，这个对所有在场的这个人的冲击是很大，而且肯定人很多，否则他不会跑到三楼去坐啊，一定是这个会有个很大的一群人，所以当这么掉下去，然后呢死了以后又把他复活了，这对人的这个影响也是非常大，大家就哎呀，这个是真的是非常美好的神的神迹。
So I think when that happened, Paul said, "Well, listen, let's take a break. Maybe we'll all just have a sandwich and a cup of coffee." And they all chatted for a while, and then he started to preach again.
然后呢，也许保罗这件事好了以后，他说那我们休息一下正好啊，可以吃点点心什么的，然后接着他还继续讲啊，
okay.
很神奇。
And he preached until the sun came up.
他一直讲到太阳出来了。
Okay, do you think those people were interested in hearing the truth of God?
你觉得这些人是不是想听神的真理呢？
Do you think Paul's going to go on a long trip the next day?
那保罗第二天要起行一个长的旅程啊。
What do you usually say to somebody who's going on a long trip the next day?
如果有一个人第二天要有一个长的旅行，你今天晚上会跟他说什么？
You usually say you got to go to bed early now.
你要早点睡。
Because you're going to have a busy day tomorrow.
你说你明天会很忙啊，很辛苦啊，你今晚早点睡。这是对一个要旅行的人来说比较正常的一句话。
Paul says, I've got to go tomorrow, so I don't have to go to sleep tonight.
So he just stayed and did his work. 保罗却说呢，我要赶紧跟你们多讲一讲，因为明天我就要走了。
Any difference between Paul and Demetrius?
那保罗和迪米丢有什么区别？迪米丢就在做神将啊。
Paul didn't say, I think we'd better take another collection for me. Because I'm going to go tomorrow.
如果是迪米丢呢，可能会觉得我最后还得收一次奉献哈，因为明天要走了。今天晚最后一次奉献啊，要收一下。
Okay, so you end up with great respect for this man.
所以我们是非常尊敬我们的使徒保罗。
All right, well, our time is just about gone. We'll go on to the next section next time. That's where we'll learn behind the scenes in Paul's life, behind the scenes of the gospel of Jesus Christ. We've seen behind the scenes of false religion. Next time, we're going to get behind the scenes of the truth of God.
从十三节往后呢，我们要看幕后的故事，就里面的心呢，谁的呢？使徒保罗的，或者说呢属神的人，或者说耶稣基督的，他里面是什么样的一个状态？因为我们在十九章的后半段看了那些假宗教，那些假先知、假教导，他们里面的心是怎么样的？所以我们要看正面的，看神的孩子，他们里面的心是怎么样。
All right, so my next question was going to be, do you have any questions at the end of today?
最后还有几分钟啊，大家有什么问题吗？
Which caused me to remember that we promised to answer Victoria's question from last week at the beginning of today, but I forgot to answer it today.
我忘了哈，就是上周我们答应Victoria 是这周一开始我们先回答她的问题，抱歉我忘了。
Victoria, I apologize.
很抱歉。
I should have had your question. I think we'll address it next time. You ask me for next time. I did some work on it. I've got an answer for you, but it's probably not wise to squeeze it in at the end. You ask me to do it beginning next week.
对，所以下周一开始你跟我说，我们一开始就解答这个问题。但是我也不觉得今天把它挤在这几分钟讲会。
It related to the question of the laying on of hands in that verse in Acts chapter whatever it was. So.
这就是按手的故事啊，不是故事，按手的那个经文啊，就关于按手这个教导，圣经到底是怎么样的。
Okay, so next time we'll do that.
下周啊，下周我们。
We got three more questions. Three more minutes.
我们有三分钟还
是。Three more minutes.Any other comment or question? I guess the point that I get from all of this is that these stories are very true to life, aren't they?
所以我想到的一个点就是，你们发现这些故事啊都很真实啊，就是像活的一样，就像在我们生命里面。
You're not really surprised that Eutychus fell out of the window.
你也不会很诧异有个小孩叫油腿骨掉下去。
You're not really surprised that Demetrius was pretty upset that he was losing money. His religion wasn't paying him the money that it used to pay.
你也不会特别诧异一个叫迪米丢的人，他以前一直做这个神像的，最后生意搞不下去，他很生气，他搞出一桩这个事情了，这都很真实，你一听就很真实。
And so I guess the conclusion that I reach is that if the gospel in the book of Acts deals with everyday life of the people who live then, God is probably concerned about my life today. And he knows my problems too, because I'm just an ordinary person like they were.
所以《使徒行传》让我们看见呢，一些很普通人的生活啊，神一直在他们当中，神一直带领他们，他们就像我们今天一样啊，也有很多的麻烦，很多的问题，很多的需要，若神在当时是这么带领他们，神今天依然会带领我们这些人，我们就像《使徒行传》里的一个一个活生生的人一样，神今天依然不变的。
All right, let's pray.
好，我们来祷告。
Lord, we're so thankful that the Bible teaches us over and over again that Jesus really does love us.
主啊，我们要谢谢您，因为圣经一遍一遍地告诉我们，耶稣真的爱我们。
And sometimes, Lord, we feel a little foolish like this man Eutychus.
主啊，有的时候我们会有一点点愚蠢啊，就像这个年轻人油腿骨一样。
But we're thankful.That you were gracious to him, and that you raised him to health and strength.
主啊，我们要谢谢您，您对他是如此的有恩典，您让他死里复活，恢复健康。
And Lord, we are concerned that that many people in the world are like Demetrius and the others who worked with him and followed him.
主啊，我们真的很有负担，因为地上很多的人就像迪米丢和他的同行一样。
And Lord, we pray that you will keep us from being like that.
主啊，我们祷告求您，让我们不要像他们一样。
But we pray also, Lord, that we might be able to tell them, not about a false religion, but about the God of the Lord Jesus Christ who rose from the dead and he's alive today.
主啊，我们也求您带领我们能够把话语传讲给他们，不是给他们讲他们的偶像，而是讲我们的神耶稣基督那从死里复活的真理。
Lord, we thank you for the facts and for the truth of the Bible.
谢谢您为了事实，为了真理，从圣经里教导我们的。
Bless us, we pray this week. Lead us, guide us, and use us, we would pray.
主啊，求您祝福我们这一周带领我们，使用我们。
And Lord, our prayer would be that each of us will decide to follow Jesus.
我们的祷告是我们每一个人都能够决定跟随耶稣。
We ask this now in Jesus' name.
这样的祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen. Amen.